Welcome to the Daily Motivation Podcast. As Zig Ziglar reminds us, motivation doesn't last, but neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And that's why this podcast is here for you daily. In these episodes, you'll hear tips on staying pumped up to lose weight, start a business, or reach any and all professional goals that you have in mind. Follow and tune in to stay positive, inspired, and motivated to shine one day at a time. Guys, so today we're talking about five rules that help you set achievable goals. So first things first, remember you have to make sure that your goal is realistic. If you want to be set up for success, you want to make sure that you are not going to get frustrated because your goal is actually not something that's truly able to be achieved. You want to make sure that you don't set your ambitions way too high. While it is good to set big goals, lofty goals, exciting goals, remember our brains actually get way more excited when a goal is really big and really challenging and really thrilling and exciting, but it has to be realistic. It can't be something that you actually cannot physically accomplish. So just keep in mind when you set your goals, is it something that's likely to actually happen in real life? Is it something that you can actually see happening and is realistic too within the time frame that you're setting? Of course, losing 50 pounds is not unrealistic, but losing 50 pounds in 3 weeks, definitely unrealistic. So give yourself that leeway that you are going to set a goal that is not easy to accomplish, but realistic and possible to accomplish. Not only the goal itself, but in the time frame that you have set up for yourself. And remember too, as we've talked about before, if you set the actual steps to the goal smaller, break it down into milestones that are small and simple and super achievable, climbing that ladder is so much easier. I always picture there's this picture going around that you might have seen. It's got two ladders and it shows one of them where the rungs on the ladder are so far apart that the person's standing below, like reaching and can't reach the next rung of the ladder, versus the person standing in front of a ladder that has teeny tiny little rungs that are like all close together is just like broop, going right up the ladder, super easy. So again, the end of the ladder is your goal. The goal doesn't have to be very small and short and 2 inches away from you. It can be as high as you want it to be, but make the rungs of the ladder easy to step on. Very close together, simple milestones. I'm going to first do this and make it something that's easy to accomplish. Okay, what's the next thing I'm going to do to reach that goal? I'm now going to do this and make it again something easy to accomplish. And in fact, the easier you make the actual steps to the goal for yourself, the more likely that you are to actually exceed your milestones. Not the goal, but the actual little broken down milestones of your goal. So just as an example, if you say to yourself, let's take weight loss because it's easy for me to talk about. Let's say that you say to yourself, I am going to lose a minimum of 0.5 pound a week. Yes, we know you can not easily, but you can healthily lose up to 2 pounds a week. But if you actually set your goal at 0.5 pound a week, you might be so inspired as you get going, as you see 1 pound coming off a week, that you're excited because you now are seeing that you are exceeding the goal. Versus if you were to set your goal at 2 pounds a week and only get 1 pound a week, now it feels like you have not done something right. It feels like you've actually failed. Even though you're losing and you're making progress towards your goal, because you didn't meet that milestone the way that you had set it, you feel like you have failed. Versus if you set the milestone lower, then you can not only meet it, but maybe exceed it and always feel extra accomplished. So think about it that way when you set your milestones. Remember, this is not about setting smaller goals. Don't, you know, water down the goal to make it easy for yourself. The goal can be lofty and crazy and super, you know, exciting, but the steps to reaching that need to be simple and maybe even understated so that you can exceed your own expectations. Number two, make sure that the goal is actionable. So again, we're talking here about laying out the milestones to reaching your goal. If you set up a goal that you cannot think of how to actually achieve, then what are you going to do? So for example, something like really vague, like, oh, I want to fall in love. Okay, fair enough. Now, is that something that you can do anything about? Can you make yourself just find a person and love them, you know, in X amount of days or whatever? No, it's not that simple. So what's something that you can actually quantitatively see if it's happening or not happening? You can actually say things like, I want to meet more people, which can lead to you finding that person that you're going to fall in love with, of course. But that is something you can actually count and set and make specific goals towards. You can say, okay, I am going to sign up for this club or this organization or start doing this sport or join a book club, like whatever it might be. Those are set actions that you can take to then meet that set goal of meeting more people, which can then, of course, lead to what you actually truly want. But saying straight out that you're just going to fall in love with someone is just too vague. It's not a goal that you can set actionable resources towards. So think through your goal and make sure that it's not lofty. It's not, and by lofty, not lofty, not vague, not something that's you can't set actions towards. Number three, specific. Once again, we want it to be very specific so that you know whether or not you are deserving of a pat on the back. So if you were to say, oh, my goal is I want to cook dinner more. Okay, more meaning what? So where are you now? Are you cooking once a week? And where do you want to be? Do you want to be cooking four times a week? So make sure it's very specific, because then you'll know when to give yourself credit, when to pat yourself on the back, and when you feel that you've achieved that goal. If it's something just very, very vague, again, it's very difficult to set actionable goals towards. I want to fall in love. I want to cook dinner more. Too vague. Make it more specific. I want to meet more people. I want to cook dinner at least three times a week. So now you know, as you have started to accomplish that goal, it's time to give yourself that big old POB, pat on the back. So number four, write them down. Put your goals in writing. There is so much science behind this. They've done studies. It's great. It is proven that when you write down your goals, it helps you achieve them easier. Why is that? So basically, remember too that when you write something, you read something, you say something, your brain is processing these things in all different ways. So as you have to sit down and figure out what you're writing, maybe it's your milestones that you're setting up and you're putting them to a date range, for example, you are now breaking down your goal more specifically, and you are figuring out not only those milestones, but you're figuring out a timeline and you're seeing it more clearly. It's all coming together. This has now gone from just kind of this idea in your head that's just floating around, kind of coming in your head when you're in the shower or just popping in your head when you're driving, to something that you're actually physically making progress towards. You are now putting it in your planner. You are now writing it in your journal. You are now planning out the steps that's forcing you to take action. It's forcing you to A, make sure your goal is specific, B, make sure that you can set actionable steps towards achieving it, and then you are actually setting those milestones out into a plan. So when you write your goals down, and then secondly, again, your brain works differently. When it hears something, it processes the information one way. When it reads something, it processes the information another way. When you actually write something, it processes it in a whole different way. So now you have made this goal more concrete in your brain by thinking it, hopefully saying it out loud, writing it down, and then reading what you've written. You have now solidified that goal and the steps to achieving that goal in so many different additional ways inside your brain. You've now basically, instead of having it, you know, written in chalk, you have now put it in concrete and baked it dry. So that is another way that your brain is going to help you remember to keep up with this. Excuse me, the dogs are trying to have a powwow here. So finally, number five, remember to celebrate your success. So ambition in and of itself is great in the sense that it's always forcing us to look forward and plan the next steps and the next and the next and the next and the next. It's always looking ahead. What's going to be my next goal? What's going to be my next plan? But remember too, it's worth stopping every once in a while, smelling the roses, and looking backwards and seeing just how far you've come. You might have made more progress on something than you ever really realized. If you think back to when you very first started and where you were, who you were, what was going on, and think about all of the things that you've accomplished, and that includes failures. So if you have continued to bang your head against a goal that has not worked out, remember Einstein, I have not found one way to do it. I'm paraphrasing, this is not the correct quote, but essentially he said, I did not find the one single way to do it. I found 10,000 ways that didn't work. So every time that you check off something from a list of things that didn't work, all you're doing is narrowing the scope down to what does work. And you cannot find what does work without first identifying all of the things that don't. It is just a process of this didn't work, okay, next, this didn't work, okay, next. It's trial and error. Nobody is successful just right out of the gate. No one just jumps straight to accomplishing something. They have to figure it out. You have to try this, try that, optimize, learn as you go. Something that might work for one person might not work for you. So even if you follow the steps exactly as you were told, it just might not be correct for you and your lifestyle and your habits and your personality. So keep trying new things and figure it out as you go, and then give yourself credit for the fact that you've done that. Every time that you've put energy towards your goal, whether it was successful or not, remember, the failures are success. The failures are things you've now learned. You figured out what doesn't work. You figured out how to optimize, and you're going to be much more successful in your next go round. So with all of that said, I want to give you a virtual high five. Keep it up. Keep working on your goals. Just the fact that you're listening to this today proves that you have your goals in mind, that you are excited to achieve them, and you are making progress because you are now having this kind of information in the back of your mind. Your brain is taking those steps to process your goal out into these different steps, and it's trying to help you decide right here and now what your next plan of action is going to be. So check that off your mental checklist. Good job. High five. You've done a great job already today. Now go be fruitful. Enjoy your day. I'll talk to you soon. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to sign up for daily motivation mail and have these episodes sent straight to your inbox. Also, head to the website motivationdepot.net to check out all of the other products, tools, and resources we have to help you stay motivated to shine one day at a time.